Marjorie Taylor Greene rips Fauci for dog experiments. Masking children, you're repulsive, evil science. By Hannah Knudsen on June 3, 2024. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, ripped Dr. Anthony Fauci during his testimony before the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic on Monday, blasting him on a range of topics, from dog experiments to masking children in schools, and questioning his so-called science. Greene opened up her line of questioning by pulling up a past assertion of Fauci, as he once claimed he represented science itself. "You said you represent science. Do you represent science, Mr. Fauci? Yes or no? Yes or no," the congresswoman said as Fauci responded that it was not a yes or no answer. "I don't think it is," Fauci said, prompting Greene to say, "We'll take that as a you don't know what you represent." "As director of the NIH, you did sign off on these so-called scientific experiments. And as a dog lover, I want to tell you this is disgusting and evil. What you signed off on," she said, holding up a picture of the experiment uncovered by White Coat Waste Project, WCW, which involved the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, directed by Fauci, granting a university $424,455 in taxpayer dollars to dual lymphatic filariasis vaccine efficacy trial on dogs between September 16, 2020 and January 15, 2022. WCW described the tests as unnecessary, and they involved injecting the puppies with an experimental drug and intentionally infesting them with flies that carry a disease-causing parasite before euthanizing them, Breitbart News detailed at the time. "And these experiments that happened to beagles were paid for by the American taxpayer. And I want you to know, Americans don't pay their taxes for animals to be tortured like this. So the type of science that you are representing, Mr. Fauci, is abhorrent, and it needs to stop," she said, also asserting that Fauci represents the type of science where you confess that you made up the COVID rules, including 6 feet social distancing and masking of children. Fauci denied that he made up the rules, prompting a back and forth between the two. "Are you saying this is fake news?" Greene said, as Fauci responded, "I didn't make anything up. I've said that it is not based in science, and it just appeared. But this is science," she said, holding up the picture of the cruel dog experiment. "What does dogs have to do with anything that we're talking about today?" Fauci quipped. "Your scientific experiments. This is what you signed off on. But you also told the American people they had to distance by 6 feet. They had to wear a mask. But let's also talk a little bit further about the type of science that you represent," Greene continued. NIH scientists made $710 million in royalties from junk drug makers, a fact that's been hidden. "Let's talk about the fact, about is it right for scientists and doctors getting paid by the American people, government taxpayer paychecks, to get patents where they're paid millions and hundreds of millions of dollars in royalty fees? Especially when the NIH and these government agencies, most powerful agencies in our country, are recommending medical suggestions and advice and making up guidelines like 6 feet distancing and masking of children," Greene said, asking Fauci, "Do you think that's appropriate? Do the American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci?" Greene made waves in the room after refusing to refer to Fauci as doctor, stating, "Because in my time that man does not deserve to have a license. As a matter of fact, it should be revoked, and he belongs in prison," she added. After a few minutes of back and forth among her colleagues due to her remark, Greene held up a picture of Fauci throwing out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals baseball game during the pandemic, as he ignored the mask and distancing rules, while everyone else had to stay home. "Remember the cardboard cutout fans? That was one of the most insulting things to Americans. Having to watch the games from home where you got to go and enjoy the game and sit right next to people. Not following the 6 feet of distancing, not wearing your mask. And everyone else was forced to stay home and stop enjoying life," she said, noting that Fauci's science was displayed perfectly in the picture. "Children in school were put in plastic bubbles because of your science, your repulsive, evil science. And let's go back to your very own email. This is your own email where you said the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus. I do not recommend that you wear a mask. This is your email. This is your own words. But yet children all over America were forced to wear masks. healthy children, forced to wear masks, muzzled in their schools. And then they were forced to learn from home because of your so-called science and your medical suggestions. She said, noting that, all the while, Fauci and his cronies get paid from Big Pharma. You know that what this committee should be doing? We should be recommending you to be prosecuted. We should be writing a criminal referral because you should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. You belong in prison, Dr. Fauci, she added. Watch live.